Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as once again we face the issues. We'll be looking at a subject or an issue. God is our only hope. I pray that you understand that. We're in the very, very, very dangerous position in our nation of seeing the anarchists, the BLM and the Antifa with their attempt to destroy the very warp and woof of our society today. And we need to understand that God's still on the throne. He's still overall. He's not asleep. He's not on vacation. He's not abandoned us. But yet when we look out through the prism of the human eye, we see catastrophic events taking place on every hand. But let me remind you, as we talk about this issue today, we're talking about the candidacy for those that are running in local offices and nationally. We're talking about the need to vote. As citizens, we have the right and the responsibility to vote and place in office those that are going to represent us and not represent the power brokers or those that are in the smoke-filled rooms that have an agenda other than what is good for we, the people. We've seen too much of that in the years gone by, and we need to recognize that we have a responsibility to God and to each other in the society in which we're living today, and that is the responsibility to vote. And as we vote, we need to vote that which is biblical. We need to vote that which honors God and that which will carry the weight in time and eternity in the decisions that we make at the voting booth. May I remind us that as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus identifies truth. He says, "I am truth," in John 14:6. And then to further identify and elaborate on truth, Jesus says, "Thy word is truth," in John 17:17. That is, ladies and gentlemen, from Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation, the truth book is the Bible, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the book that we ought to place our trust and confidence in. It is the word of God that we ought to place our hope in, and not in man, not in even the best of the candidates across the nation today. But God has given us a system of governance that he has ordained in his word. We'll talk about that later. It's what I call God's election guide, and it's in God's election guide that we can understand who we need to vote for and how we ought to vote. Ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about truth, we understand that truth is that which is despised and rejected today. In fact, I'm always amazed in an election cycle, and I've been involved in it for less than 100 years. I've always enjoyed having the privilege and the opportunity to work with qualified, conservative, God-loving, God-fearing, family-oriented candidates to see them get into the system and be able to represent each of us as we, as citizens, depend on them for their leadership role. But I'm always amazed at those that will be so deceptive about the facts of the issues that they'll send out hit pieces on the God-fearing, family-loving, God-honoring candidates to try to destroy their character and try to allow we the people to believe a lie. This is the reason we need to recognize truth. It was George Orwell a number of years ago that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that taking place today, ladies and gentlemen, on a local level, the national level, and on a statewide level. And we need to recognize truth. It was Jan Hus, the 15th century church reformer and theologian, that said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And that's what we attempt to do on this broadcast each and every day, is to stand on the truth and seeking the truth and listening to the truth, learning the truth, and by the way, dispensing, communicating, sharing the truth to each of you each and every day as we face the issues. Let me remind us, ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, and oftentimes I get to talking about the issues and forget to remind you, that telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917 is the telephone number to call. You can dial that telephone number. Your phone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can have dialogue and discussion together. Later, after the brief monologue, we're going to be interviewing Don Redmond. Don is a Christian, family-oriented candidate for District 4 on the city council. And I don't know of a time in the history of our city, ladies and gentlemen, that we need people like Don that's going to be honest in his representation of we the people, and especially those in District 4, and not representing the power brokers. Power brokers today that are representing some opposition candidates, that they themselves are under investigation for illegalities. We need to understand that some of these power brokers, ladies and gentlemen, will say anything and do anything to try to get their candidates elected, because one simple thing, it's called M-O-N-E-Y, and power to control the candidate. We do not need another rhino on the city council in Jacksonville, Florida. We do not need another fake, phony one that says that they're Republican, but they've just converted from socialist, Marxist, Democrat positions of just a year, 18 months ago, and now all of a sudden they're supposed to be viewed as a conservative candidate. And that's what you see in the opposition that's running against Don Redmond. And may I simply say, we need to recognize truth and call truth, truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full hurricane preparedness equipment like Honda generators and the backup power equipment. Tools for Time has a full, knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment as well as landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's the home of the gigantic flag. The American flag flowing is about 165 feet high. Right at the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, you'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that should be understood by every human being listening to my voice today. I'm looking at an article that says it like it is. It's by Attorney General William Barr. William Barr said in this article, America is facing a new form of urban guerrilla warfare, driven by the left's lust for power. He listened to what he says in this brief article. It's about a three-page article. I've just got about three brief paragraphs that I want to share with you. Attorney General Barr, U.S. facing a new form of urban guerrilla warfare driven by the left's lust for power. AG tells Life, Liberty, and Levine that the left views opposition as evil because we stand in the way of their progressive utopia. Hear me. He says that the left considers what we believe and the opposition that we give them considers it as evil because we stand in the way of the progressive utopia. When he says progressive utopia, he's talking about the socialist Marxist BLM party or the group that controls the Democratic Socialist Marxist Communist Party today. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC are dead silent when it comes to what's happening in our streets across America. He says in this article, the United States is grappling with a new form of urban guerrilla warfare driven by the left's lust for power. Discussing the ongoing, listen, this is William Barr, Attorney General, discussing the ongoing Black Lives Matter riots rippling through several U.S. cities, Barr told his host, Mark Levine, that the organization, which has been characterized by the media as a fed-up activist group, that's not it. They're not a fed-up activist group. They're simply a socialist Marxist organization trying to overthrow the Constitution and the Constitutional Republic, the United States of America. And William Barr says it is comprised of the Bolsheviks with a focus on some form of socialism, communism, and a dictatorship. there are revolutionary groups that is interested in some form of socialism, communism, and of Marxism. They're essentially Bolsheviks. Their tactics are none other than fascist, William Barr said, and I quote. Ladies and gentlemen, he couldn't be any more correct. And I believe that if we are in the society and the makeup that we're in today, watching the literal, we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the foundations being destroyed. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what are the righteous to do? We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that the foundations are destroyed, and they are being destroyed from the local level of the political agenda to the state level, and from the state levels to the national level. We're watching the foundations of a constitutional republic being destroyed, and if at no other time in the history of America, we as citizens need to vote. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the primary here in Jacksonville, Florida, and in the state of Florida, the primary election? The drop-dead date, as I call it, the election date is officially the 18th. We've already been now several days in early voting that we find in our state. But ladies and gentlemen, as we understand what's happening, we see this in Chicago. We see it in Seattle, New York, Portland, Minneapolis, Atlanta, D.C., and so many other cities across America. Yet the socialist, Marxist, BLM Democrats are silent. They are in silence. They're sitting in absolute silence, not saying anything in relationship to what's happening. Why is it so? Simply because these Marxist thugs are carrying out the agenda for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and the entire socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party today. This is the reason we find the silence. This is the reason we find so many of our newer candidates on a local level and state level and national level that we find coming out of the socialist Marxist background, find coming out of the ultimate uber-liberal Democratic Party that's making a last-minute conversion in order to become rhinos on city council and other places in the state and national regime in our election process. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I read an article the other day that said that we already have some 850 Islamics that are running for state, local, state, and national offices in the election process, this election cycle. We're also understanding, ladies and gentlemen, we have some over 100 that are known to be socialist Marxist candidates that are running for office under the Democratic banner. We need to recognize the danger that our nation stands in. This is the reason I say God is our only hope. God is our only hope. He's our only refuge in the society in which we're living in today. But nevertheless, as citizens in a free nation, we have the right and the responsibility to vote. But ladies and gentlemen, this article that I'm looking at says Chicago was rocked by widespread looting caught on video after police involved shooting. Hundreds of people were seen looting stores such as Nordstrom's, Walgreens, and Macy's. Further, the article states videos circulating online show widespread looting and clashes with the police across Chicago's Magnificent Mile shopping district early Monday, sparked by police-involved shooting hours earlier that left a young man simply wounded. I just made a marginal note to this article. The anarchists will use any acts of law enforcement as the excuse for looting and violence and killing and destroying Americans, and that's what you see taking place in Chicago. And yet Lori Lightfoot is totally silent. That is the sodomite mayor of Chicago. Ladies and gentlemen, the social media users posted videos of hundreds of people looting stores such as Nordstrom's, Walgreens, Macy's, Coach stores, and other major Louis Vuitton and other major high-end department stores being looted and thuggery taking place. And they claim it's because of police shooting. Ladies and gentlemen, in some of the later, earlier riots we've seen, where one jeweler in New York said that over $4 million worth of Rolex watches were stolen during the thuggery that was taking place. This article says, absolute chaos in downtown Chicago with more overnight looting and vandalism in the loop. Goes on to talk about the number of folks that have been shot, murdered, those that have been killed, their lives taken, sons and daughters as young as 9 months old, kids being shot by the thugs. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, these cities, like Lori Lightfoot is responsible for in Chicago, refusing to allow federal authorities to come in and quell the rioting and destroy the Antifa and the BLM thuggery that's taking place to destroy our nation today. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation is under attack from the socialist, Marxist, communist, anarchist. I don't know of any other way to state it, any other facts to put it in than the facts as I see them in that realm. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation needs healing. The only way that's possible is by God's help, God's direct intervention. And all of this, if I can just summarize it, ladies and gentlemen, is taking place on a rampant basis, and it's as a result of what we've seen taking place with the attempt to destroy the reelection of Donald J. Trump as President of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching what I call the perfect storm take place in America. We have been locked down. Our nation is locked down. The commerce is locked down. Business locked down. And they blame the president for the high unemployment rate. And as a result of Dr. Fauci, Dr. Tedros, and Dr. Birx, and the leadership coming from Bill Gates and China, going through WHO, the World Health Organization, President Trump had no choice when he was told that 2.2 million people were going to die by the Chinese Wuhan virus if nothing was done. So absolutely something had to be done. He took those steps. But we're in that, still in that lockdown mode today. Churches by the thousands are still closed, with it preventing the religious liberties and the freedom of speech that were guaranteed in our Bill of Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, there's the forced abridgment of our Bill of Rights as seen in the mandating of masks being worn. In fact, I find it almost laughable, if it were not so sad, that with the mandate to wear a mask, as the OSHA website put it, even the best of the masks that are being worn is like putting a chain link fence over your face to try to keep the bugs out. Ladies and gentlemen, that simply gives you a good, clear idea. And yet we're being forced to wear masks in society today, notwithstanding the fact that it destroys the health and the lungs of those that already have underlying problems and difficulties with health. The continued attack on our rights today, ladies and gentlemen, to keep and bear arms is also part and parcel of this socialist, Marxist, Democrat, BLM, Communist Party's movement today in America. The prosecution of the Malachowski couple in St. Louis, Missouri, is a good example of trying to exercise your Second Amendment rights when hundreds of thugs come in to a private gate, a private street, tear the gate down, and then because you stand there with your weapons in hand to defend your liberties, then all of a sudden the district attorney in that city and state now is prosecuting those that exercise their right to keep and bear arms, the McCluskey couple in particular. Yes, we're watching an attack on the foundation of our nation. And if the foundations be destroyed, the psalmist said, what are the righteous to do? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned as a theological person, as a pastor, preacher, teacher, as a Christian that loves the Word of God, I'm concerned because if we see the wrong people going into office this election cycle, we will destroy the republic that we've known and been blessed of God with for 244 years. I am here to tell you, we need to vote. We need to stand for truth. We need to stand for what the Scripture says. We need to be obedient to the Word of God. And ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. This is Dr. Youngblood. You're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. We are delighted to have you on board. And at any point in time during the course of this broadcast, feel free to call. Allow us to answer your questions and respond to those questions with dialogue and discussion. Here's an article that says, defeat Antifa and the Black Lives Matter by declaring them a terrorist organization. Thomas Jefferson wisely noted that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. And that eternal vigilance today, ladies and gentlemen, is nothing less than citizens standing up and voting. And let me just read you one verse of Scripture without major elaboration that gives us an idea of what God says about the voting process, about the election cycle, and how we should respond, especially as conservatives, especially as Christians. We need to understand what we need to do. In Exodus chapter 18 and verse 21, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men. Keep that in mind. Able men, that means those that are capable. That means those that are competent to carry out the task. That means those that are willing to take a stand for family and for faith and for the future of our nation. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men such as fear God. Fear God. That speaks of the reverence to God. That speaks of respect for God. That speaks of recognition of God being the source of total authority. That fear God. Men of truth. hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers over thousands, rulers over hundreds, rulers over fifties, and rulers over tens. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to find men today that are capable, that have the competence to carry out the task. I'm not talking about those that are involved in community service. I'm not talking about those that are involved in social services. I'm not talking about those that are running organizations that have millions and millions of dollars coming out of the coffers of taxpayers, and now they want to double dip and go into city council as one of the opponents of Brother Don Redman's wanting to do. Already on the dole with about $12 million a year, coming out of taxpayers' dollars, and now wanted to sit on the city council to make the decision of how many other dollars he can get. And his major focus is some social organization and not the structure that is so beneficial and necessary for the city of Jacksonville, and especially those in District 4. And we're going to talk about that in a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, let me focus on this verse once more. Such as fear God. That speaks of having reverence for God and respect for God. That talks about those, ladies and gentlemen, men going into office that we elect for positions of leadership in our nation. And then the scripture says men of truth. That speaks of having a reputation of known to be honest, known to be non-liars, if you will. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that talks about being reliable also, that you can trust them because they're standing on the truth of God's word. And here's the key in that verse. It says, hating covetousness. That means they're not going into the election process for an office because of income or because of dipping into the till, because of what they will make out of it. That means they're not grasping and not greedy, not seeking office simply to enrich themselves, not seeking office so that they can be paid for their votes by the power brokers that's putting them in place. It's very important for us to understand that, ladies and gentlemen. And I have with us today, ladies and gentlemen, on Let's Face the Issues, a candidate that meets, in my most humble opinion, you can disagree if you'd like, call in and tell me why, but I believe we have a candidate sitting here in the studio with me today that meets the qualifications that's found in Exodus chapter 18, verse 21. His name is Don Redman. I've known Don for about 40 years. I've known Don to be a man that trusts in God. I've known him to be a man of faith. I've known him for all of these years of being a man that stands for family and for the faith and for the future of our nation and will stand for truth. And so, Don, I'm delighted to have you on board with us today on Let's Face the Issues. Don is a candidate, ladies and gentlemen, for District 4 of the City Council here in Jacksonville, Florida. Don, welcome to Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. And thanks for the opportunity to be here and share my story.
Amen.
I'm a Bible-believing Christian. I believe that Bible.
You don't apologize for that either, do you?
I do not apologize for it. I've been asked by reporters, do you still, you know, take a stand against this or take a stand against that or support this? And I said, well, the Bible hasn't changed, and so I haven't changed. And will not change. I don't give in to the establishment that tries to push for the change that hurts the family, that destroys our family structure. We need people that will not be afraid to tackle the big things in our city government that the establishment throws at you. I've been threatened to, not do this for you in your district if you don't vote my way. If you continue to do things, against my will, their will, the establishment's will.
Don, I'm glad you brought that up. I believe our listeners need to hear a little elongation of that a little further. You're saying that as city councilman, you have experienced those that will say, well, I'm not going to support you. I'm not going to fund you. I'm not going to help you. I'm not going to vote with you next time. I'm not going to help your district because you've not stood with us on these borderline side immoral, ungodly, unholy issues. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Brother Gene. I have had the mayor themselves, Don, you want that park in your district, you want that thing done. Well, you know what I want? This is it.
In other words, it's what you call in the political arena, Don, compromise.
Compromise. And I've never been one to compromise. I would tell them out straight. I don't work that way.
And as a result of that, one of your major opponents, I'm not going to give benefit during the course of this broadcast of very many times calling the name of that opponent, so let's leave the main opponent unnamed at this point, but He has represented his entire candidacy is being promoted by an individual that also promoted other main power broker candidates in our city. And if I'm not mistaken, he's under federal investigation.
That's right. He's a mayor's campaign manager. And, you know, they have a FBI investigation going on against the whole group over the JEA issue. You know,
this same one was brought into the mayor's leadership role in the city of Jacksonville. Am I correct?
He is right under the mayor, second man in charge.
And yet he is part and parcel of the major group that's pushing the candidacy of your main opponent. And yet we're to believe what your opponent says with the hit piece that's sent out and continues to go out, lying about your background and what you did on city council in the past. And as a result of that, our listeners, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in District 4, you need to listen up. You need to call others and tell them to tune in. And if you've got any questions, call 831-0917. 831-0917, that's the telephone number. We'd love to hear from you. Do you believe the diatribe and the lie that's being perpetrated by Don Redmond's major opponent? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that major opponent, Carrico happens to be his name, that major opponent up until about a year and a half ago, was a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. And all of a sudden, he's had a conversion experience, and now he's going to be a conservative representative of the District 4? I say no.
Last election, he was a Hillary Democrat.
He was a Hillary Democrat. Ladies and gentlemen, do you hear that? If it were not so sad, it would be absolutely comical that we find those in Duval County realize that if they want to have any hope of being elected, they've got to lie about their background, lie about their future, lie about what they're wanting to do, and say that they are now, they've had a conversion, and now they're all of a sudden a conservative Republican. Ladies and gentlemen, that's dangerous in any category, whether it's city council or the legislature in Tallahassee or in Washington. But ladies and gentlemen, you can just look at the Don Redmond's major opponents giving those contributions to his candidacy, and you understand he is bought and paid for by the power brokers in our city. In fact, there's some write-ups about that. In fact, one of them says in this statement that I just read, said that the establishment, Brother Don, this article states this way, the establishment picks Carrico. And stated that Carrico is, quote, the archetype of their brand of politics. That literally says, ladies and gentlemen, that the establishment, the power brokers in our city, those power brokers that want to ram everything down our throats, those power brokers that have the idea that they know better what we need than we think we need, those same power brokers are the same ones that are saying that their pick is Carrico because he is their brand of politics and he is the establishment. He is picked by the establishment. Don, that tells it all.
Yeah, he'll do whatever they want him to do. He's an easy pick. you know, the young man has no background in politics at all. You know, he's a social worker, which, like you said, they get money from the government. I mean, we have four social workers on the city council right now. And, you know, Mr. Carrico's statement was we need more social programs. We need more money going to social programs so we can do more out there to help.
That's a typical Democrat modus operandi.
It is. It is. So, you know, at the last city council meeting in the only city council meeting in July, three city council members had to excuse themselves from voting on one issue because it was money going to these social issues, social programs with companies they work for.
Yes. Well, this one now that's ringing against you, Don, I've done enough research on him to realize that, and his name is Carrico, and I understand that he works with an organization that gets about $12 million in taxpayer dollars funded through the city council. And how is it anything other than a conflict of interest when you're sitting there with your hand out for $12 million a year or more, and yet you're sitting on city council to make the decision?
Well, that's it. They want, you know, they get on the city council. That is a handout for the Democratic Party, for the liberals in our community that are looking for that handout from a taxpayer.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Don't turn your dial. We're going to take 1 minute at the top of the hour for our news break. We're talking today with Don Redmond. Don is running for District 4 City Council seat here in Duval County. Stay tuned. Don't turn your dial. I'll be right back with Let's Face the Issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.